Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hei. Now the Tana is going to teach us the Seder of Tfilas Shmona Esrei, of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. Later on in the Perek, we're going to learn the Seder Tkiyos of Rosh Hashanah. Now we're going to see the Seder of the Brachos. Let's not confuse the two. The Seder of the Brachos by the Tfilah of Shmona Esrei of Musaf. Now how is the Tfilah of Musaf of Rosh Hashanah different than other Yamim Tovim? The answer is, other Yamim Tovim and Shabbos, Tfilas Musaf has seven brachas. The first three, Avais, Gvurais, and Kiddusha. Avais is Til Magen Avram. Gvurais is Til Machayim Esen. And Kiddusha is At the Kaddish Til Akela Kaddish. Of course, on Rosh Hashanah, it's HaMelech HaKaddish, but that's called Kiddusha, the bracha of At the Kaddish. And then there's the middle bracha that talks about the Kiddusha of Yom Tov or the Kiddusha of Shabbos. It's where we ask the Rabbani Shalaylam, we should feel the Kiddusha of Yom Tov, and it ends according to whatever the Kiddusha of that day is, whether it's Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yazmanim, or it's Mekadosh HaShabbos, or Rosh Hashanah, that the Eibishter is the King of the world, and so on. But all of that is the middle bracha. And then you have the last three brachas, which is Avaida, Haidah, and Shalom. Hamachzah Shechinasi Letzin is Avaida, Maidim is Haidah, that ends at Tov Shimcha, and then you have Sim Shalom that ends in Mavarach Hasami Yisrael B'Shalom. By the Tfilas Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei takes on a whole different kind of a dimension. It's broken up into three. Malchiyos, Zechroinos, and Shaifaris. We have to say Psukim of Malchiyos, where we say Hashem is the King of the world. Psukim of Zechroinos, where Hashem remembers everything, nothing is forgotten. We're accountable for everything that we do. We always have to remember that the Rabbanu Shalom gives us life, and Shaifaris, that the mitzvah of the day comes through the Kal Shaifar, and we have different psukim that we say about the Kal Shaifar. And basically, these are the psukim and brachas of the middle part of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. Now, there's a special bracha for Zechroinos and Shaifaris, or Shaifaris. For Malchiyos, there's no special bracha, but it's included in the Seder HaTfilah. So the total brachas for the Tfilas Musaf of Rosh Hashanah is 9. Now we're going to see a Machlokes Tanoim in our Mishnah, where we put in the Psukim of Malchiyos. As explained, Zechroinos and Shaifaris have their separate bracha, but where do we put in the Psukim of Malchiyos? Is it in Atta Kadosh, or do we include it in the general bracha of Kedushas Hayayim, which is the bracha for the Yom Tov? Let's see our Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Seder Brachais. What is the Seder of Brachais of Tfilas Musaf on Rosh Hashanah? So the Mishnah Omer Avais, first you say regular, Til Magen Avram, which is the first bracha, that's called Avais. It's called Avais because we mentioned Avram Yitzchak, the Yager. Ugvurais, then the bracha of Atagibar, that's the second bracha, which begins Atagibar, ends Mechaya Mesim. Ukedushas Hashem, and the bracha of Atakadish, which is the third bracha, which finishes Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekela Kadish. And according to this Tana, the Koilel Malchiyos, you include Malchiyos. Malchiyos is Alkein Nekavolcha, like the second part of Elein. We say the whole Elein. But the main Malchiyos is from the Alkein Nekavolcha. We're hoping to see Hashem's Malchus revealed on the world. And according to this Tana, we include this Alkein Nekavolcha and the 10 Psukim where the Malchus of Hashem Yisbarach is mentioned, Imahen, together with the third bracha, the bracha of At HaKadosh. And we finish HaMelech HaKadosh. The Einot Tekeh, at this point, we don't blow the key of Malchus, even though we just said, according to this Tana, the Seder of Malchus in this bracha. Now later we'll see why we don't blow at this point. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Kedusha Sayyim, we say what would be the fourth bracha, that we're Moisiv every Yom Tov, Atav Chartanu, Ibnecha Te'enu, and we end Mekadosh Yisrael. Here we don't say Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, but we say Mekadosh Yisrael V'yayim Azikar. And then Vitokeya, then we blow Kiyah Trua Kiyah. And now we're blowing it out to the Malchus. We want to do it this way so that the Tkiyos of Malchiyos and Zechroinos come one after the other without a hefsek. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, then we say Zechroinos. After we finish the Tkiyos, we continue on to say the Seder of Zechroinos, the 10th Sukkim where we mention Zechroinos, so Hashem remembers everything. And we finish off Baruch Atah Hashem Zoicher HaBris, and that's the 5th bracha of Musaf, Vitokeya. And again we blow Tkiyah, Truah Tkiyah, and that's connected to Zechroinos. And then we say the Psukim of Shaifaris. After we finish the Tkiyos, we continue on with the Seder of Shaifaris, or Shaifaris, starts at the Negleisa, 10 Psukim that talk about Shaifar, We'll see more about this in the next Mishnah. Be'ez Hashem, and then we finish Baruch Atah Hashem, Shamaya Kol Truas Ami Yisrael Berachmim. And that's the sixth bracha of Musaf. V'tokeya, and we blow again, Kiya Truat Kiya. That's also the Shefarais. So now we had both the Tfilais, the Psukim, and the Tkiyais of Malchias Achronis HaShefarais. Afterwards, we finish the other three brachas, the last three brachas of Shmon Esrei, the Omer Avoida, that's the bracha of Ritzei, that's called Avoida, because we daven to Hashem that the Avoida of Karbanah should be returned to the Beis HaMikdash. This is the seventh bracha. Then Vahida, that's the bracha of Maidim, where we say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We acknowledge that we have to come on to the chesed of Hashem, and we appreciate life itself as a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the eighth bracha. U'birchas Kehanim. Then there's the bracha of Sim Shalom, but before that there's Birchas Kehanim. And Sim Shalom is the ninth bracha, so we have a Sach HaKoyel, a sum total of nine brachas. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Azayal Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Amalei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Im Einat Tekeil Malchias. If you're changing, that's how the Gemara explains this, if you're changing the Seder of Malchias when it comes to Tekiah, we're not blowing by the bracha of Malchias. We're only blowing later. So lama hu masker, how come we mention all 10 psukim of Malchias? If Malchias is not the same as Achronis HaShofreis, so it should be different in other ways also. And being that you see that we say the same amount of psukim for Malchias, psukim that mention Hashem's Malchias, as we do for Achronis HaShofreis, so we should blow by each the same way, including Malchias. El rather, according to Rabbi Akiva, and the halachas like Rabbi Akiva, this is the Seder of Brachis. Again, we're talking about the Seder of Brachis for Musaf and Rosh Hashanah. Oimer Avais Ugvurais Ukedushas Hashem. We start out first three Brachis of Shemen Esrei. The Koilel Malchias Im Kedushas Hayayim. And where does Malchias go? Not in the Bracha of Atah Kodesh. Malchias goes in the Bracha of where we talk about the Kedusha of the day. The fourth bracha. It starts Atah V'chartanu, Umet Nechateinu, like we do every Musaf on Yom Tov. But then we go into the Psukim of Malchias. We see Alkei Nekava and the 10 Psukim of Malchias. And we finish off the Nusach of Baruch Atah Hashem, includes both Malchias and the Kiddush of the day. We finish off Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Al Kol Haaretz. So at the end of the bracha, we're referring back to the Psukim of Malchias, and we also talk about the Kedusha of the day, Mekadosh Yisrael V'yoyim Azikarei. V'tokeya, and we blow, Tkiya, Truah, and Tkiya. And afterwards we say, Zechrayinais, the Psukim of Zechrayinais, V'tokeya, and we blow again, Tkiya, Truah, Tkiya. And then Shofaris, we say the Psukim of Shofaris, V'tokeya, and again we blow, Tkiya, Truah, Tkiya. And then we finish off the last three brachas, and we say, Avoida, which is Ritzei, till the Sachzena, till Amachsa Shechina Silitzion, the Haida, which is Maidim, till Hatayv Shimcha, Ubirchas Kehanim, which is what we say before Sim Shalai. As explained, the halachas like Rabbi Akiva, it usually is. The rule is when there's a machlokes in Rabbi Akiva and one other Tana, the halachas like Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so quickly chazring over what we learned over here in our Mishnah, Perik Dalet Mishnah Hey. We learned that normally Musaf has seven brachas. Rosh Hashanah, we add Malchias, Achronis, and Shofaris. So really there should be 10, but there's no 10, because Malchias does not have its separate bracha. It's included in one of the other brachas. Shaila is which one? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds in Atah Kodesh, but then you have a problem because you can't blow over there, because it's going to be a hefsek afterwards, between that and the other Tekiyais, because you can't go straight to Zechronis. We first have to say the bracha of Kedusha Sayyam, the bracha that talks about the Kedusha of the Yom Tov. So only after that bracha, we're going to blow Kiya Truat Kiya, and we're going to go on to Zechronis and Shofaris, because we want all the Tkiyais to be together. In other words, Kiya for Malchus, then Zechronis, the Psukim of Zechronis, the Tkiya, then the Psukim of Shofaris and the Tkiya. So according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, if you're only saying Malchias in Atah Kodesh, you can't blow there. You have to first wait till you finish the next bracha. Rabbi Akiva says, look, you see that Chazal wanted Malchias to be the same as Zechronis and Shofaris. If you don't blow by the Psukim of Malchias, how can we say 10 Psukim there? So rather, Rabbi Akiva says, we don't say the Psukim of Malchias in the Bracha of Atah Kodesh. Rather, we say it in the Bracha of Kedushas Hayayim. In other words, we start out with the first three Brachas of Shemen Esrei. Then by the fourth Bracha, we start at Atah V'chatanu, Mipnei Chateinu, And then we go on to the Psukim of Malchias, Alkein Nekavalcha, and we finish mentioning both in the Bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech al Kol Haaretz, Mekadosh Yisrael, B'yom HaZikaron. And then we blow for Malchias, followed by the Psukim of Zechrinus, and we blow for Zechrinus, Psukim of Shefares, and we blow for Shefares, and we finish the last part of the Shemoneh Esrei, which is Avodah, Haidah, Birchas Kehanim, and afterwards comes Simcha.